Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
The economy, abortion, the border, argument about crowd size. That was your debate last night. Full coverage coming up for the presidential debate. But first, around here, these fires. Three big ones. One of them, eight times bigger. It exploded yesterday.
So much smoke in the air. And yeah, that big fire now is the Bridge Fire. Just about 48,000 acres burning above Glendora Angeles National Forest. And it is spreading. Our Craig Figner out there tracking it. Hi, Craig. Where are you?
Hey, good morning. Looking toward the San Antonio Dam, that is one of the areas where the firefight has been the most intense. And, you know, it's interesting to note, and you guys touched on it, yesterday the Bridge Fire was kind of an afterthought with the other fires burning in Southern California. But I get into this area this morning, and people ask me, well, which fire are you talking about?
Which fire are you referring to?
I guess Bridge Fire.
Okay, yeah, the Bridge Fire is the closest one here.
Even though the fire is burning up in the hills, you get into San Antonio Heights here, an area where they can see the glow at night at times of the fire in the mountain, and you smell the heavy scent of smoke.
Air is thick. The smoke's thick. If we go out, we can see the fire at night.
Yeah. Is it far enough away to where you feel safe, or is it too close for comfort?
It's far enough right now. Hopefully it doesn't come to it, but if it comes down, that's when it will get a little scary.
Would you be willing to leave, or you'd be one of those people who stays?
Probably.
Just a day ago, this fire was a few thousand acres. It has exploded, really, to more than 48,000 acres.
Is it enough from what you're hearing to where you have anything packed and ready to go like they're recommending?
Not yet.
First time going through this?
Oh, no, there's fires around here all the time. I'm a veteran.
And on those evacuations, don't take the orders lightly if you get one. Here's L.A. County Sheriff Robert Lewis.
If we're asking you to evacuate, there is no property that is worth you risking your life for. Please make sure that means that you are ready to go at a minute's notice.
Now, this fire, at least we best know right now, has damaged or destroyed 11 structures. Some of those may be homes, and it's burning in the Angeles National Forest. Also part of it in San Bernardino County fire territory, and then part of it in LA County fire territory. So you have these three agencies attacking it all at once.
We got that line fire. San Bernardino County used to be the biggest one, 34,000 acres. A man arrested, accused of starting this, 34 from Norco, bail at $80,000. Thousands of structures, a lot of homes still threatened. This man talking with KCAL News lives in Running Springs.
They evacuated us. They were going to start stopping the fire on the end of our property. We got to the bottom of the street, it came ripping through here, and we heard a couple bangs, and we knew it was a house.
Evacuation orders expanded to include the area south of Big Bear Lake. Fires headed that direction.
Now, the airport fire, homes and cars burned in a Lake Elsinore neighborhood by that fire, which has now burned more than 22,000 acres. Concerns still about the flames moving south into other populated areas of Orange and Riverside County. Here's Pete Demetrio.
I asked Cal Fire Chief Todd Hopkins if the fire's jumping of Highway 74 creates an imminent or prolonged danger to homes in Riverside County on the east and south flank of the fire.
This is putting a threat to the community of El Carrizo, and then also the Lake Elsinore front country, especially with a wind phenomenon that's known as the Elsinore effect, where winds will burn downhill in the afternoons. So many of those community areas have been put into an evacuation order.
One of the keys to beating this fire involves getting more resources to it, specifically engines and ground crews, something Hopkins says is being worked on right now.
We are getting resources released from fires like the Robles Fire, fires from like the Boone Fire, resources that are being reassigned to either here or even some of the other fires that are ongoing in the south. So we're constantly in touch with our partners up at South Ops and trying to get as many resources as we can.
So, yeah, they're really hoping that a decrease in the temperatures and the onshore flow of humidity that's supposed to come over the next few days will really help and slow the fire's expansion.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. You watched that debate last night. You listened to it here, the ABC debate. Kamala Harris has already said, yeah, I'd have another. Donald Trump's telling Fox he probably won't. He thinks it was rigged.
The day after the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, Americans are still debating the performances. Republican Governor Doug Burgum on Trump.
He was feeling very confident about his performance. And I think that, he felt that he hit on the points that he knows really, really matter to some of those voters.
Analyst Larry Sabato.
It was a triumph for Kamala Harris. It was a disaster for Donald Trump. And if you doubt that decision, just take a look at Facebook and Twitter, X, and whatever social media you want.
Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Did she perform better, for example, with white women in Pennsylvania or Georgia or Michigan? And if so, do her numbers rise because of that? Was she able to win over disaffected Republicans or independent voters? Looking at careful statewide surveys done in those seven places over the next week, 10 days, will give us a sense of that.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
One of the points the former president made last night.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
Joining us live to talk about the performances last night, Republican strategist Mike Madrid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, great to be with you.
Mike, they're eating cats and dogs. or are they? The former president's performance last night, on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being best, you are a Republican strategist. What score would you give him?
I'd give him a 2, and that probably being generous. This was a disaster, as was mentioned in the introduction. This was everything that Trump needed this not to be. Kamala Harris was on her game. She delivered everything that she needed to do, and Trump provided the contrast that actually assisted her. So this devolvement into these peculiar conspiracy theories and doubling down on everything that a lot of skeptical voters have about Donald Trump and his concerns is deeply problematic for the president to get himself into contention to win this race. It was a bad night.
With it being so close, though, I mean, let's say she basically accomplished what she came to do. What does it mean over the next few weeks? And we heard a little bit about this in the last report, too. I mean, you've got still an electorate that's really, really polarized. You've got people dissatisfied with the status quo. And if they just think that she's another Joe Biden or linked too closely to him, and it comes down to all these swing states, I mean, where are we at in a few weeks' time?
No, that's exactly right. That's the question. And again, as elated as I'm sure Democrats probably feel about this race, there's only so much movement that can happen in such a highly partisan, highly stratified environment. But the point does remain. You'd rather have a much better night than a bad night, of course, for one main reason. And that is in a close election like this, the enthusiasm gap matters. Democrats, enthusiasm for your own candidate. Most of the polling over the past week has showed Democrats are enjoying about a 14-15 point advantage in enthusiasm. I'm sure that has gone up. So even though you're not going to see movement or shift in the polls beyond 1 or 2 points, perhaps, and even that bounce may come right back down after a couple of days, turnout is going to be absolutely key in a marginally, decided race like this is going to be. And Donald Trump did himself absolutely no favors, and I think Kamala Harris did a great job.
Are opinions set, do you think, at this point after this debate and what everybody is seeing probably on social media?
I think most opinions were set years ago. I mean, and the reason I say that is because Donald Trump is the most known presidential candidate probably in our history. He's a former president. Even before that, he was a nationally known celebrity. His ceiling of 47% remains remarkably consistent, and it's also a floor. People love him and they hate him. They're not going anywhere. And so as long as this remains, as I think it is right now, a referendum on bringing him back into office, yes, the race is essentially set. And I also believe it was set before Kamala Harris became the nominee. We're just seeing this normal consolidation of base votes on both sides. And I think that's going to be reflected in the polls going forward.
Republican strategist Mike Madrid. Mike, thanks.
Taylor Swift said she's now backing Kamala Harris, and there are events across the country today, including Southern California, to remember 9/11. That and more. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We heard what Mike thought. What did people with the watch parties think last night in L.A.? Natalie Tavidian was at one of them.
Here at the Continental Club in downtown L.A., it's a nonpartisan party, standing room only, so many people watching this debate. By the sounds of the cheering and the booing, I would say a majority of the room were supporters of Kamala Harris. But there are lots of Donald Trump supporters here, too, and they were very vocal.
And the truth of the matter is, under Donald Trump, strong leadership, whatever you want to call him, we weren't in any wars. The economy was doing much better. And I'd rather somebody who's consistently being himself than someone who consistently flip-flops like Kamala Harris. And I am a black woman. But what I do understand is I'm a part of an American body. And if the American people are hurting, me supporting a candidate because they're going to get pay off my school loans, first of all, nothing's free. That comes out of taxpayers' dollars. I think that that's selfish for me to put that as my number one priority when people can't even put food on the table.
I think that abortion is an incredibly important thing that we should be focusing on and making sure that we do not let someone who has a complete lack of education on the issue, namely Trump, be dictating anything as far as policy is made in the future, and to make sure that the American public educates themselves on what the law currently is in their state. What he's saying about abortion at 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, that is not a thing. Do not let him manipulate you into making decisions based on fear mongering.
Taylor Swift says she supports Kamala Harris, posted on social media, signed it childless cat lady. Governor Newsom had this to say about Harris's celebrity endorsement.
Don't disparage that endorsement at your own peril.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, a supporter of the former president, Donald Trump, played down Taylor's endorsement.
I love when liberals make our art and our music and conservatives make our law and our policy.
Taylor endorsed President Biden in the 2020 election.
Politics on hold today, commemoration of the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Here at Ground Zero, family gather to remember loved ones lost on 9/11. Many clutching pictures, carrying flowers. Robert Murray emotional as he talks about his aunt. Robert Murray emotional as he talks about his aunt, Lucille King, killed in Tower 2.
It's just as raw all these years later as it was that day.
Patty Mizell, who lost her 28-year-old cousin, Howard Gelling, says it's a very sad day, but we have to keep going.
We try very hard to remember how we were on September 12th. When we all came together.
Speaking of coming together, the ceremony also brought some politicians together. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump shaking hands before it began. And also here, President Biden and Trump's pick for VP J.D. Vance. Julie Walker, New York.
Top U.S. diplomat and Britain's foreign secretary in Kyiv to meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky. He's pushing for permission to launch long-range U.S. missiles into Russia, despite being told no last week by the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary David Lammy board a train at the Poland-Ukrainian border, the overland route to Kyiv. The joint visit to talk with President Volodymyr Zelensky and senior Ukrainian officials comes as Kyiv presses the West to allow it to use long-range missiles against Russia. The US consulate in Poland said the meeting will include discussions on continued support for Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression and how to ensure Ukraine can thrive militarily, economically, and democratically. In the long term. Afterwards, Blinken will return to Poland, where he'll meet with government officials to discuss a range of important bilateral issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Francine, now a Category 1 hurricane. A senior hurricane specialist at the center in Miami warning the Gulf Coast should brace for potentially deadly storm surge.
We are forecasting a bit of strengthening. Yeah, right now our forecast shows it reaching Category 2 intensity. But just saying in general, as the storm approaches, like even before it makes landfall, the conditions along the coast and in southern Louisiana are going to deteriorate throughout the day.
Hurricane warning in effect from the Louisiana border with Texas, about 50 miles from New Orleans. 20 minutes of nonstop news. Latest consumer price index out this morning. Year-over-year inflation, 2.5% for August, lowest since February of 21, down from July. What does this mean for the Fed's decision to cut the rates later this month, and what are you paying the most for? We talked to NC State econ professor Dr. Michael Walden about the numbers.
So those of us who listened to and watched the presidential debate last night heard a lot of descriptions about how our economy it was and how it is. How would you describe the economy based on this report?
Well, in terms of inflation, it depends on which number you look at, and I'm sorry to complicate things. You cited the total, the all item, what's called all item inflation rate, and looking at year over year in August, the inflation rate based on that number was 2.5%, down from 2.9% in July. So that is good. However, the Federal Reserve looks at a lot of numbers, and one of the numbers they look at is what's called the core inflation rate. And what that core inflation rate measures is everything except two items, food and fuel. Now, why does it exclude food and fuel? Because those are two items that we buy that are largely out of control of domestic economic matters. Fuel prices are influenced by oil prices, and oil prices, of course, are set in an international market. They can be determined by what OPEC does, which with its supply up and down. And food prices, of course, can be affected by things outside of our control, like storms and drought, et cetera. So the Federal Reserve looks at that number also, and there we saw no change. We see that the what's called the core inflation rate, 3.2% year over year in August, the same as it was in July. Now, is that bad? No, it's good, but I think what it's going to probably do, this is my prediction, it's going to cause the Federal Reserve to probably go mild rather than bold next week when they cut interest rates. I think they will cut interest rates next week. The debate has been between do they go 0.25%, do they go 0.5%. I think this report would motivate them to go mild at the 0.25% cut.
How are we doing with things that are the big tickets, you know, that we always either need to plan for or really worry about, you know, like cars, rent, that kind of stuff?
Rent is still an issue. Rent is still going up. Cars, I'm looking here at the list. Used cars and trucks actually went down 10% year over year. So that's very, very good. Shelter prices up 5%. So faster than the other inflation rate. So there's an issue there. Food prices went up about 2%. So that's good. But again, I don't want to throw cold water in this. This is still moving in the right direction, but I think we have to try to anticipate how fast. I do think the Federal Reserve over the next year, the rest of this year and into 2025, I think they're going to be in cut mode. They're going to be cutting interest rates. I think actually they're a little worried right now that maybe the economy is slowing down too fast.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.